Hi, thank you. As I was introduced, I'm Alice Rosenthal, and I'm from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. I'm here to talk about my project looking at chronic disease self-management and the interaction with depression. Colorado received a CMS grant to integrate primary and behavioral health care. This is our state innovation model, and it's guided by a triple aim framework. And this healthcare reform really inspired our analysis. We had the opportunity to look at these two conditions together with our Influential Factors of Healthy Living survey, and the data was collected from December 2013 to April 2014, and it's a callback survey to another population health survey we do in the state. The sample frame is Colorado adults aged 18 and older. The data is randomized, and then it's weighted to the state population demographics. So our first research question was, among individuals with obesity, hypertension, and/or diabetes, is depression associated with chronic disease treatment noncompliance? And we wanted to look at depression in three levels since it's often misclassified in surveys. We had one question asking about if individuals had ever been diagnosed with a depressive disorder, and these individuals were categorized as having clinical depression. If individuals were not diagnosed, we had a couple questions on our survey asking about depressive symptoms, and if they met our criteria, we categorized them as having screened depression. And if individuals met neither category, they were classified as not being depressed. Our outcome of interest was chronic disease treatment noncompliance. We had two questions. We asked if individuals had a chronic disease treatment plan for their chronic condition, and if individuals were not compliant or not fully compliant with at least one or more of their physician's chronic disease treatment self-management plans, we had categorized them as having this outcome. We were then interested, does treatment of depression mediate this relationship? And we are defining treatment very broadly. We defined it as if individuals had ever been prescribed an antidepressant or had ever been seen by a mental health care provider. And the analyses were done in SAS, and we did descriptive analyses and binary logistic regression modeling. So here's just some characteristics of our sample. We didn't look at the chronic conditions individually, but so just wanted to give some characteristics about the prevalence of the chronic conditions. Two-thirds were calculated to have obesity, and then 55% reported having been diagnosed with hypertension, and around 20% were diabetic in this group. For the depression levels, over half had been diagnosed with a clinical depression, and 13% met our criteria for having screened depression. And we had a very high prevalence of the outcome. 47% were noncompliant with their chronic disease treatment plan, and 46% received no mental health treatment. Just wanted to highlight those numbers. So when we ran the analyses, all of our models looking at chronic disease treatment status based on depression status, we didn't find this relationship. And this was in our first models, which is represented by points 1 and 2, looking at this crude relationship in the two levels, clinical depression versus not depressed, and then screen depression versus not depression. And then in model 2, adjusting for mental health treatment, we also didn't find this relationship in these two levels. And we do have very wide confidence intervals, so that's to take note. And because we got these results, we did not continue with the mediation analyses. So we were surprised that we did have these null findings. This relationship between depression and chronic disease treatment noncompliance is very well documented in the literature. And we were trying to figure out why. We suspect that there may be power issues. Our analytic sample was much reduced when we asked for the outcome, and we think that we could also, there may be some unreliability with this construct of chronic disease treatment noncompliance. We think that grouping not compliant and not fully compliant together may have affected these results, and also individuals self-reporting on this may have affected it. However, our next question that we were really interested in was, what are the mental health service gaps among individuals with chronic conditions, since they may be at greater risk for depression? And when we look at this by depression status, we see that this group of individuals that were screened for depression, 46% were not screened in a primary care setting, and 68% of this population did not receive any form of basic mental health care treatment. We will try and monitor this over time, especially with our SIM grant, which is supposed to be addressing this issue, so we hope to report some changes. I'd like to thank my co-authors for helping and supporting this analysis, and I'd also like to thank CSTE and SAMHSA for supporting my appointment to Colorado. And here are my references. Thank you.